We're back with some more college basketball action here for Saturday, November 26th. Feast week rolls on, coming to an end, but we still got some great games on tap for today, so let's jump right into it. Now, we start out today's card with Mount St. Mary taking on Navy. Mount St. Mary comes into this one as the 243rd overall team in the high tip of power ranking. Navy is the 186th overall team. And overall, I am very, very impressed with how this Navy team has started the season. They've played in some close games, admittedly, but ultimately, they have shot the ball very, very well this season and for the most part have been able to win games. I mean, 4-1 coming into this one. And overall, they're shooting the ball very well. 56.6 effective field goal percentage on the season. They've also been very good from the perimeter, hitting 42.6% from three this season. They're actually the 13th best team in the country from that. And offensively, it's really hard to argue against what Navy has put on the court this season. Have really just looked like a very, very good team. And yeah, their defensive play could certainly be a little bit improved, a little bit better, but it hasn't been terrible by any means. We look over to this Mount St. Mary squad. Have really struggled, really, to start the season. They have not been a great team. They've done a decent job shooting the ball. Not a terrible team by any means. A 45.9 effective field goal percentage on the season, but certainly not as good as what Navy has done this season. Their shot defense has been a major struggle, which is a bit of a surprise for this Mount St. Mary's team that had such defensive success a season ago. But a lot of the Mount St. Mary's problems stem from a couple of things. Lose some of their top talent from a season ago. Two of their top three scorers are gone, which certainly hurts. And it's been hard for them to kind of pick it up and find who those next guys to step up. I mean, Jalen Benjamin, the one guy who isn't gone, has continued to look good, but it's hard for this Mount St. Mary's team to really put everything on his back night in and night out and really rely on him to carry them through these games. I think going on the road to Annapolis here in this game is not going to be easy for this Mount St. Mary's squad. I mean, Navy, outside of just shooting the ball, rebounds the ball excellently on both ends of the court. I mean, Daniel Deaver is a big reason why this Navy squad is so good down in the paint. I mean, his presence makes it hard for any opponents to pull down rebounds. I really love how this Navy team has been playing. I don't understand why they're not bigger favorites here in this one. I'm taking Navy to get a massive win here against Mount St. Mary's. Next up on Saturday, we got Youngstown State taking on Western Illinois. Youngstown State comes into this game as the 204th overall team in the high tip of power ranking. Western Illinois is the 283rd overall team. Youngstown State, another team that's gotten off to a pretty hot start here this season, a 4-2 record on the season. And it's really a team that does a really good job pushing tempo and ultimately gets their offense down the court and is able to score some points. Overall, they've done a great job shooting the ball, a 54.1 effective field goal percentage on the season. They've also been strong from the perimeter, hitting 36.8% from three. And Adrian Nelson, Dwayne Cohill are two big reasons why this team has been playing so, so well this season. I mean, that guard forward duo really just makes it a Youngstown State team that is so, so hard to slow down and so, so hard to guard this season. But Western Illinois hasn't had a terrible start to the season. Certainly nothing impressive. But overall, overall, they haven't looked great, to be honest. They struggle on both ends of the court. Haven't shot the ball well offensively, you know, only a 44.5 effective field goal percentage on the season. They've also really struggled from beyond the arc, only hitting 25.3% from three. And quite honestly, the defense doesn't get a whole lot better. If they can push tempo in this game, it might help them keep it close, but ultimately they have a team that has just struggled to do really anything on both ends of the court. And my only real concern for Western Illinois, and it's probably not a great concern, is it's a team that burnt me all the time last season. I could not get on the right side of them, but I got to leave that in the past, not focus on that on this game, and really just pay attention to what we have on the court. And it's a Youngstown State team that I've been very, very impressed with. They shoot the ball very, very well. They rebound the ball well. And I think on the road here in this game, they get a pretty massive non-conference win, taking them over to Western Illinois. Now, before we get into the final two games here for Saturday, if you haven't already checked out HotTipBets.com, head over there. We got college basketball, college football, NFL, NBA, NHL, UFC, and horse racing picks being posted up there every single day, as well as follow Hot Tip Bets main account at Hot Tip Bets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. Follow my personal account at Hot Tip Bets Chris on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter to stay up to date with everything that I'm doing, as well as on BetStamp where you can get a notification every single time that I place a bet. And last but definitely not least, for watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And most importantly, drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on here for Saturday. And let's get right into these final two games. Our next game we're going to look at here on Saturday is Presbyterian taking on Charlotte. Presbyterian comes into this game as the 290th overall team in the Hot Tip Bet Power Ranking. Charlotte is the 177th overall team. For this Presbyterian team, I mean, not a great record really at all. They've certainly struggled in some games this season. And offensively, it's just another team that has not shot the ball well this year. Only a 39.9 effective field goal percentage on the season. They've also really struggled from beyond the arc, only hitting 22.9% from three. And they did look decent in that department against Bucknell. I mean, ultimately, they play a one-point game against Bucknell, but still aren't able to quite get over the edge. And it's quite honestly just a Presbyterian team that plays a very, very slow style of basketball. And overall, that compounded with the fact that they just don't shoot the ball well really makes it hard for them to score a lot of points to stay in some of these games. For this Charlotte squad, though, I've been very impressed with how they have started the season, and it's a big reason why they're such a big favorite in this game. But solid wins over both Boise State and Tulsa. I mean, overall, they have shot the ball extremely well this season, certainly better than what Presbyterian has done, a 53.2 effective field goal percentage on the year. And it does a great job, the Charlotte team does, at getting a lot of different guys involved in this offense. But the primary reason why I've been so high on Charlotte this season comes on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they play a fairly slow style of basketball as well, which, you know, helps Presbyterian a little bit here in this game. But with that said, their defense in Charlotte is so, so strong. They're able to shut down those opposing shooters and really just put a ton of pressure on them. I don't know that Presbyterian is going to have any answers for that here in this game. There's really not a ton to hate about what Charlotte has done here to start the season. I think they should be bigger favorites in this game. Overall, it's a Presbyterian team that I have not been super sold on and really has given me no reasons to back them. I think Charlotte wins this one huge at home, taking them over Presbyterian. Now we head to the Cream City Classic for UC Davis taking on Milwaukee. UC Davis comes into this game as the 206th overall team in the Hot Tip Bet Power Ranking. Milwaukee is the 323rd overall team. And for Milwaukee, boy, what a couple of disappointing seasons it has been. I mean, I didn't expect much out of the post-Patrick Baldwin era here. I mean, the Patrick Baldwin era wasn't great, especially at the end there. And it quite honestly, it's just a team in Milwaukee that continues to disappoint me. I mean, Bart Lundy, props for him for taking this job in the first place. Certainly not off to a hot start, and is certainly not a program that's in great shapes. Granted, they haven't played the easiest of schedules this year, which certainly compounds into the fact that they haven't played well. But overall, they have had some massive struggles shooting the ball. 43.7 effective field goal percentage on the season. They're also only hitting 25.6% from beyond the arc. Overall, have not been impressed with what Milwaukee has done shooting-wise this season. And when it comes to UC Davis, you know, it's a team that looked very, very good against Loyola Marymount, ultimately end up losing that game. But, you know, it still had a very strong start to the season. Overall, they've shot the ball outstanding this year, a 56 effective field goal percentage on the season, also a 42.6 three-point percentage on the year. One guy who has really helped lead this team and does a lot of the scoring is Elijah Peppers, you know, who has been great this season. And overall, it's an offense for UC Davis that has just looked good. And as good as their offense has gone, and as good as I'm praising them here, their defense might actually have been better. I mean, they have made it very, very hard, if not impossible, for some of these opponents to score on them this season. And what Jim Lees has built here at UC Davis is nothing short of remarkable. I personally think this is, you know, one of the most talented rosters he has had and what UC Davis has had in quite some time. And especially going up against the Milwaukee team here that, yeah, they've had a tough schedule, but they haven't looked great even at all, even considering the tough schedule. I think they struggle here in the Cream City Classic. I think UC Davis wins this game here against Milwaukee pretty handily.